burning ones. Wouldn't you love that to be, that's your name? Oh yeah, those guys, they're the burning ones. That's your name. Oh, that church, they're the burning ones. They just burn. What do they look like? What church? What church do you go to? You know that one. What does it look like? Oh, it looks like fire. Oh, all the people in it, they just burn. Their faces, just bright. Burning ones. Why? You ask them, how do you guys do it? How do you guys, if you could ask those living creatures, how do you guys keep that fire in there? Like, they say, we just live in and under and near the fire of God. It's because they're surrounded. They're in the midst of the storm of fire. And they're near to the burning man. You know, the one on the throne who's got fire everywhere. They're close to him. That's the secret of the saints. They came close to him. They had cold hearts like mine and yours. They had, you know, dull minds that are distracted like mine and yours. They had flesh that struggled with sin like mine and yours. But they came close. They dared to approach the unapproachable. To go beyond into the place where grace beckoned them, into the place where fire dwelt. And they got near it and they started to live there. They started to love it. And their prayers took them there. They prayed to live in the storm. When they would read the word, is they wanted to encounter the God of fire in the word. To keep the fire. They wanted to dwell there and they burned. And we stand in awe of a great cloud of witnesses. Presently, or even themselves in fire, the fire of God's being. Fire and glory. What you do is you step into, come into His holy presence and worship, and all of a sudden, you start to ignite. Fire. Shaka. Fire of His power. I mean, I love every little thing I've seen, but I know there's more. I want to touch that kind of fire. The power of God. Let me put my hand in that. I want you to step into that fire and feel passion ignited. Not just in a moment, not just emotion, your emotions will be touched, but I mean a storm of devotion, a burning, consuming, claiming. Like, step into the fire. Because you always have a choice. Like when Moses saw the fire and the fire calls to you. Moses saw a burning bush. A voice came out of it. Come here. Now he says he drew near to that place. He couldn't drew back. Because there's something frightening, but it's also, it's a strange sight. It looks wonderful. Step into it. Place your hand into the being of fire. Step into the storm of fire. I want to be right in the middle of it. Stepping into it. God wants you to come so close into His burning, fiery passion for you that you can't help but fall in love with Him. And you step into the fire of His holiness, and it's not a fire that you start by your effort. I will be holy. I will be. But you step into the fire of His burning purity. God is holy God. I want to live in the storm of God. I don't want to just visit it. I want to live. I want to be in the center of this storm. I want to be there. The reverence that caused. Let me have a vision of God that compares to their vision of God. Maybe my God's too small. Let me encounter that. I need to see the heavens torn open. And I need to see God for myself. I need my eyes to be open. Not just hearing other people's stories. I need to see it. When I open the book, I say, God, let me see it. Let it come alive to me. When I stand in worship, I need to see it with the eyes of my heart. Maybe my literal eyes, maybe my spiritual eyes, but I need to see God. That's where everything else comes out of. Every bit of healing comes out of encounters with God. Salvation comes because somebody had revelation of God, of Christ and his salvation. You want to get saved, you got to get up to a cross called Golgotha, Calvary, and see it. Not just a little bit of Him. I mean all of Him. Fire and glory. Our God is a consuming fire. Get close to God. We'll see the storm of His presence.